growing interest in gypsum in crop production. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network, or call 844-OWN-USED. At the recent Midwest Soil Health Symposium in Manhattan, Kansas, we visited with independent ag consultant Joe Nestor of Bryan, Ohio, about gypsum's role in agronomic best management practices. Nestor's comments after this. Synthetic gypsum, which is a byproduct of the sulfur scrubbing process at coal-fired power plants, has been used in pockets of the Eastern Corn Belt for several years. Joe Nestor, with Nestor Ag of Bryan, Ohio, says he's been working with gypsum for over 10 years.
We've had a supply that we could get our hands on really for the last 10 to 12 years, and we've used it. We've got some heavy clay soils over there and can use it to help with our calcium-magnesium relationship so that we can get water to run in these soils instead of running off of it. We put on anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 pounds an acre on the fields that we've identified as needing the gypsum. The gypsum's calcium sulfate, and once it hits the soil, then we use that sulfate, which is a double negative charge, to bond with the magnesium in the soil, which is double plus, basically form Epsom salts, and we can leach that magnesium down lower in the soil profile, which helps our clay soils on the infiltration rate. Most of the stresses that farmers are handed are water driven. Too much, too little, wrong timing, but if we can help manage that stress, minimize that stress, then we can have better yields. So we're trying to create a soil quality and structure situation that we can move water and air through, and then we can raise better crops.
As far as cost benefit ratio on this, how do you define that?
That's a real good question, and ultimately it needs to enhance the bottom line. Now, there's some other things that have cropped up of recent too that we did not used to use gypsum for that now we've got a use for. We're really running low on sulfur in our soils, and that's also due to the Clean Air Act and lack of acid rain. Farmers used to get sulfur free every time it rained, and that doesn't happen anymore. So now as a sulfur source, that's a secondary nutrient, a macronutrient, and it is needed for good nitrogen efficiency. So we're looking at it as a source of sulfur, too. So there's a double benefit now that we didn't used to have 10 to 12 years ago.
That's independent ag consultant Joe Nestor of Bryan, Ohio. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.